News outlets are reporting that fewer people are making New Year's resolutions this year, perhaps due to the unpredictability of living through this pandemic. But don't go ditching your New Year's resolutions just yet. I'm Lena Kwan, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, January 4th, and that was, guess who, Girls on Top. Got the Beat starting us off at this hour with Step Back. It's exciting to see such a super group, right? You guys, we're already 4 days into a brand new year, and I just got thinking, did you guys have time to jot down some of your goals and wishes for the brand new year? Sure, some people may criticize resolutions altogether, saying if those goals were important enough, you would have already started it instead of waiting around until a new year. But maybe we can just flip that frown upside down and make a believer out of you. January 1st has always served, I think, as an important psychological marker. It's just a teeny tiny reminder tool for us to reflect on where our life is headed. You know, life without reflection. What is the meaning after all? It doesn't have to be something grand. In fact, I'm reminded that resolutions need to be specific and in some cases, simple, like make the bed every morning. Shouldn't all self-respecting adults be doing this? But, you know, that's just my opinion. Volunteer at a shelter before the end of the year. Or maybe work out just once a week. That's not so bad. Don't be discouraged. There is room for motivation, even in the darkest of times during this pandemic. As you guys may have already known, our Y2C question of the week is as follows. What are your wishes and goals for 2022? Don't be shy. Share with us, and we'll share some of the responses come this Thursday. Here's a track to remind you of this season, Monday Kids, White Snow, 흰눈. Are you enjoying the ride so far? If you are, do check out our many platforms to tune in on a regular basis. There are several platforms to reach us, including KBS World Radio app, that's Wing 24, Pod on Air, KBS Kong app, Shortwave Radio. You can also stream us directly on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, where you can check out further information. For those of you who want a clear shot at winning a prize and would just like to take part in our weekly discussion, connect with us by logging on again to our website, world.kbs.co.kr, answering our weekly Y2C questions. You can also find us on our official social media handle, that's at KBS K-pop. Let's take a song break. First track we prepared for you, IU's Drama, from her recently released EP titled Pieces or 조각집. Apparently, she wrote this song way back when she was just 20 years young, Korean age, and it was all because she wanted to cheer up a friend who was going through something after a breakup. Sweet? Yeah. Talented? Yeah. We'll also follow that up with Song Si-kyung's 너의 모든 순간, Every Moment of You. If you're a big K-drama fan, it'll sound absolutely familiar. It is from the hit drama that dates back to 2014, My Love from the Star. Apparently, this track is having another moment in the spotlight, climbing up the charts after Song Si-kyung's recent TV appearance. So here we go. IU's Drama and Song Si-kyung, 너의 모든 순간, Every Moment of You. Would you like coffee or tea? Welcome back to our daily segment where we have a little chit-chat. Everything is not off-limits, meaning we can talk about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Today it's about a man named Chad Davis. You don't know who he is? Well, let us enlighten you. About an hour into his drive from a football game, Chad Davis realized he no longer had his wedding ring on his finger. He said in an interview, "I got home and I told my wife. She gave me a lot of crap about it jokingly and told me to remind her in the morning to try and order another replacement ring. But their son believed that the internet may be able to come to their rescue. He posted on his social media about their parents' lost ring and tagged his dad's favorite football team, the Tennessee Titans, official account. The post wrote, "I lost my wedding band somewhere at the game today. Sick to my stomach. Was sitting in section 202. Please share in case someone finds it. I'll pay to recover it." And you know how the internet works, right? When we reunite, I suppose, we can figure out the answer. Thankfully, the Titans noticed the post and immediately deployed employees to search the section where Chad Davis was sitting. Soon enough, Burke Nihil, the team's owner, posted a photo of the found ring. All good, Chad. Someone will be in touch about how to get it back. One can imagine Davis's excitement over, one, finding the ring, and by this interaction, of course, with his favorite team on Earth. He said, "The Titans fans, the organization, they're just the absolute best. I have nothing but love for them. I have ink in my arm. I've bled for these Titans." What a story, right? A song break. Here's a 17 with 2 minus 1 and secret number Fire Saturday Bruto.
What's 2 minus 1? Hope you listen to this song, cause I'm doing alright, just fine. I'm doing alright, doing alright. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Come into my world. Come on, you're my star. 내 편이 돼줘. You're my star. 내 곁에 있어줘. 나의 별이 되어줘. Starpedia. Ever been curious about the artist behind your all-time favorite K-pop tracks? Well, this is where we do all of the talking about, a Tuesday segment where we go over interesting stories as well as fun facts of different artists in the K-pop scene. And joining us once more in the studio is Liz!
Hello!
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 Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Were you ready for it? I wasn't ready for
it. I'm never ready for it.
Right? Yeah. But then I kind of like just easing into the New Year.
Yeah, I mean, we still have Lunar New Year to kind of lean on. So.
to lean on.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the limbo month.
Is that what you call it?
Well, I call it that.
Limbo month.
Yeah, because it's neither is it 2020 or 2021 or 2022. I don't know what year this is anywhere.
So. For me, it kind of stopped with the pandemic. But
yeah.
You know what? That's okay. Just take it every day in stride.
Yeah.
Less expectations.
And speaking of the pandemic, whenever people are like asking me, oh, how long has it been since blah, 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 or well, it's been a long time. How long has it been? My go-to response now is 2 years.
Oh,
just everything's at least 2 years.
Since I've done anything exciting, yeah. Since I've traveled.
Exactly.
All right, guys. But some things actually excel during the pandemic, like some Korean contents and some K-pop acts. And I think it's not limited to this artist of the moment. He kind of came out of left field for me. But frankly, predating his TV show appearance,
right.
He did have a debut track.
Yeah. I mean, he also is one of the three stars of the only program. One of only two programs I've watched in 2021.
That's so...
Anyway, the fact that I can actually count is kind of sad. But anyway, we're talking about a young singer-songwriter who took the number one spot on the music charts against aespa and Akmu. And he goes by the name Imujin.
Imujin Lee. Mm-hmm. That's right, guys. He's young, he's a singer-songwriter, and he's thriving. I mean, if this was one of the programs that Liz watched in all of 2021, that's saying a lot because, you know, my aunts and uncles who are like twice my age, they don't really watch these kind of TV shows, but they know who Imujin is. Like, it was a big deal.
Yeah, I think music competition shows are especially popular with the older audience. And the fact that he not only captured their hearts, but the younger ones too, to even reach like the top of the streaming charts, it's pretty impressive.
Now we suddenly have a common ground with the generations that came before us and these shared contents, and isn't that kind of beautiful? I mean, he does already have a lot of songs on top of the charts.
We got 신호등 or traffic light, 담아갈게, scent of the day, 가을 타나봐, fall and fall, 눈이 오잖아 was his one of the most recent hits. It's a song that he sang with Hayes, and we knew it by the English title, When It Snows.
And it was so seasonally appropriate, of course. 가을 타나봐, his rendition of a vibe song, if I'm not mistaken. And it was, like, with the guitar, his signature, right? And it was so excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about Traffic Light.
Well, this is a song where he compares himself to the yellow light in the same way he introduced himself as a singer who's like the yellow light on the competition show that I watched. In his words, every major chance he's gotten for music, it just kind of fleeted away from him, just like the yellow light that only stays on for, like, I think he says 2 seconds in the song. You know, because it's between the red and the green, right?
Right, right. And you're not quite sure if you should go fast or you should slow down. You should probably slow down. But, I mean, that's kind of the big metaphor that he goes on. Mm-hmm. He's like that fleeting moment of the yellow light.
Right. And, you know, no one really pays attention to it, right? So I think that's why he was comparing himself to that yellow light or the traffic light. But
humility will get you everywhere.
Exactly. Because, you know, he's given his best to shine every time for the onlookers, just like the yellow light. So
yeah, I think that's beautiful. And I think a lot of his lyrics, it does something special to us, right? I mean, you gotta listen carefully to really grasp what kind of singer-songwriter he is.
Right. But then I think another thing that the song Traffic Light gives away for us is he's just a really down-to-earth and very folksy-sounding young man.
You know what I mean?
I think one of the reasons he was so beloved by people of all generations is because, you know, he's got it all.
He's got it all. Jack of all trades. And so young, too. So much to look forward to. Before we talk up a little bit more about Imujin, let's listen to that song where he compares himself apparently to the yellow light. Traffic light, 신호등. You just listened to Imujin, 신호등, traffic light. I mean, comparing yourself to yellow light and everything, that aside, it's just a fun song, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good for the ears and, you know, the contents. Contents are very thoughtful as well, so.
Yeah. Thing is, for most of us, I think Imujin, again, came out of left field. He was like a star born overnight thanks to this, you know, another audition program, essentially.
Yet another.
But there was something different about this program, right? It was shedding light on, you know, people that maybe undermined, didn't have a moment yet.
So the program, if I understand correctly, is basically a gateway for no-name artists or artists who did not quite succeed. And then there were some one-hit wonders too from way back when. And so Imujin was actually a 이름 없는 가수 or no-name singer for a few years before he came on the show, which is actually kind of surprising because he's still only 20 years old. But he is also a student still. Well, he is 20.
That's a good point. Yeah. He's still young, huh?
Yeah, and the first time he went viral, it was partly thanks to his school, which is, of course, Seoul Institute of Arts or 서울예대. And he was actually known as 서울예대 복도남 for a while because the first time he went viral on the internet was from a perfectly amateur phone shot video with his classmates singing Sting's Englishman in New York in the middle of the
hallway yeah. at their school. Yeah. So he gets the nickname. That's not very original, is it?
Seoul Institute of the Arts hallway guy.
Hallway guy? Come on. I feel like we got to give him a little bit more, I don't know, oomph than that.
Well, I mean, that's in the past now, though, since, you know, he's gone a lot more viral.
You're right. But so he did have a viral moment. I understand that even predating this, well, last year's success on that competition show. I mean, he did have a few other videos of him singing online. Mm-hmm. It just didn't really blow up to this level until the TV show.
And then after the TV show, even his homework blew up.
Yeah, you guys. No, really, this legitimately started out as a project for his school. No,
well, it's called 과제곡, or the assignment song. And it's got a subtitle, parentheses, 교수님 죄송합니다, professor, I'm sorry.
For what, though, huh?
Because the song is a very passive-aggressive jab at the fact that he gets way too many assignments at the same time. And basically, the song lyrics are like, what? Another song? You want me to write another song?
It's so uninspiring. Yeah. And what is this project all for anyway? Another all-nighter? And even for those who don't write music, I think just the assignment song is really relatable.
Too relatable, which is surprising because it's been too many years to count since I last had to do an assignment.
You know, the funny thing about memory is like the bad ones and the good ones really manage to stick after all those years.
Anyway, going back to the song, like you said, it was actually an assignment that he wrote for a class that he submitted. And apparently his professor gave him an A+ because he got a laugh out of it.
You know what? Only at an art school. I feel like this wouldn't have flowed in my major, making my professor laugh.
Well, I mean, they're grading him on ingenuity as well, right? That's and the song did go viral on, you know, on the internet, too. And that must count for art.
Something, right? Pop culture. I mean, if there's a measuring stick for success, how viral it is probably helps a great deal. Yeah. All right. Before moving on, let's take a listen to that very song that apparently brings musical talent and sense of humor to its peak. 과제곡 교수님 죄송합니다. The assignment song. We're going to follow that up with 담아갈게, scent of the day. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Starpedia with Liz as she walks us through all of Imogen's successful tracks. I mean, it hasn't been too long since he started making waves, right?
I mean, waves and, like, you know, major label recording, that was just in the past year or so.
Ta-da! Yeah. So we're going to play all of it for you. The thing is, I think ingenuity, like you said, and authenticity goes a far way. I think this is something that he embraces. He's kind of an oddball in a lot of his interviews.
Well, I could ask you the same thing. If you could be reborn.
Oh, dear.
What would you want to be born as?
My head is taking me to a really dark place. What makes you think that I would want to be reborn and do this all over again?
Oh, you don't have a choice. And I'm not saying you have to do all of this all over again.
It could be better.
Yeah, I mean, Imogen's answer to that very question was to be reborn as a cat.
Ew, yeah, we're so going down that road. Yeah. But here's what's really funny, and I wouldn't mind being reborn as a cat or Liz's dog. I feel like Liz's dog has a really good life. But my reasoning would be entirely different from Imogen's. Mine would be because I want a cushy life in general. But Imogen's answer is kind of funny.
발바닥 젤리.
What's that even mean? What does that translate to?
I don't know. Toe beans?
Toe beans. Oh, like the cushiness of the cat paw?
The jelliness of the paw pads.
I feel like he could just buy really excellent shoes for this as a human. No?
No.
I'm sorry. Am I ruining something here that's extraordinarily special?
Have you ever touched a cat's paw?
I've touched the paw pads. Puppy's paw.
It's different.
Is it really?
It's different. It's cushier and softer.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. And all for that soft experience, you would like to be reborn as a cat in the next life?
Although, you know, if I were a cat, I don't think I would appreciate the squishy pink feet as much as I would as a human.
Right, because yeah. I feel like that also makes it more vulnerable to things like hard surface. Anyway, we're going on like a really weird tangent there.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, aw, Imogen's still so young.
that too, guys. Mm. And every young artist has, I think, a musician that they look up to.
Well, he is a huge fan of Jason Mraz. This is a known fact because he does not shy away from expressing his love for Jason Mraz. Apparently, he's even commented on Jason Mraz's social media, saying after he became popular as a singer himself, "형 저 가수 됐어요, 형." I don't even know
loosely translated.
OMG.
I made it as a singer, Hyung. Yeah, Hyung does not translate. No, and that's now like in the Oxford Dictionary as a word, so we're not going to translate.
Yeah. We don't have to.
But the thing is, I mean, just the fact that, you know, he's able to go to Jason Mraz's profile and write all of this in Korean and be pretty outspoken about how he's having a fanboy moment. I think that's kind of fun.
Exactly. I guess he doesn't have a reason to be shy about it either. But
I guess not. Mm. And just in case you're keeping records, Imogen has sweeped a lot of the important awards at the end of the year ceremony.
Well, she's basically receiving nominations after nominations for Best Male Artist, Rookie of the Year, Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Popularity Award, and yada yada yada. So, I mean, I'm sure he's grabbed at least one. Because we're pre-recording this. So.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out anyway. But I feel like he did get a few nods of recognition at least out of some of the earlier ones
right.
There's apparently a specific phrase that he always goes to introduce himself just like an idol star.
Right. He says, 안녕하세요. 기타 치며 이야기하는 싱어송라이터 이무진입니다. Which means, hello, I'm Imogen and I'm a singer-songwriter who talks while playing the guitar. Or, I guess another way to translate that would be who tells a story while playing the guitar.
Their song, that is.
Yeah. And by that, we can totally understand who he strives to be, right? Mm-hmm. He also once said, in music, the biggest thing he likes to focus on is what kind of stories he can immerse into his songs and what he could place in the hearts of the listeners through his songs. And, you know, that's what he strives to do, right? He wants to tell stories via music.
You know, I kind of love that because not a lot of artists have the option to talk about what's literally happening right in front of their lives, like the Kwaja song that you mentioned, right? Your assignment song. It's so, I mean, I don't even like using this word, but age appropriate. Yeah. And there's only so many years you can do that. And
that's true.
It's kind of nice that he gets to actually do that while he's still in school.
Yeah, it might have been funny if like Im Chang-jung was writing a song about assignments. That'd be like a parent's point of view.
It would be an entirely different story to tell.
That's true. Yeah.
Remember, Imogen is just getting started. He is 22 years young in Korean age, 20 international age. We have many, many more years to look forward to.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that in many, many years down the road, you're going to be talking about him again to Angie when she comes back.
You know what, Liz? While this has lasted, it was great fun.
It was fun.
All right. Happy New Year once more.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Sending Liz away, our two tracks by Imogen, his rendition of Kaeru Tanaba, Fall in Fall, and his collaboration with Haze, When It Snows, 눈이 오잖아. That's about it for us today. Taking us out, here's 눈이 오잖아, When It Snows by Imogen. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Alina Kwan. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.